Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Whether you're somebody who likes to get the flu vaccine or you're not, are there certain foods and things that you can do, health behaviors that can help keep you from getting the flu? My guest today is Janet Little. She's a certified nutritionist from Sprouts. I love Little and Sprout. They go together kind of, huh?
Welcome to the show, Janet.
They do, Little Sprouts. So tell us about the flu diet. Is there such a thing?
Well, technically there is, because there are certain foods that you can eat that actually help support your immune system. And then there are foods that you can consume that are pro-inflammatory and actually decrease the functioning of the immune system.
Okay, let's talk about, first of all, the foods that decrease the functioning of the immune system.
All righty, and most people might be aware that refined carbohydrates and sugars, these are foods that actually create inflammation in the body, and with that inflammation, it decreases the ability of the immune system to function properly. And, you know, we're coming into the holidays, and this could be another reason why a lot of people do get colds and flus. One, we're inside more. But then also, you know, we had Halloween, Thanksgiving's coming up, you know, all the holidays. And so we tend to eat more high sugar, flours, you know, all these foods that work against our immune system. So those are the key ones you want to try to avoid.
The processed foods, the sugars, the flours, all of the really the processed foods. But around the holidays, Janet, we cook a lot of fresh stuff. I mean, unless people are using bag stuffing and things, there's a lot of fresh food that goes into it. So now give us the things that are going to help us build up our immune system. Give us a good list that people can use today.
Sure. And, you know, I always like to say that Mother Nature got it right. And the reason why I say that, because in the fall, think of all the fruits and vegetables that are in harvest during the fall, your squashes, sweet potatoes, the pumpkins, all of these are rich in vitamin A and beta carotene. And what A and beta carotene do is they help to stimulate and enhance the immune function. You also have what I like to call the sulfur-containing vegetables, such as onions, and we hear a lot about garlic. And these sulfur-containing compounds, they actually have an antibacterial and antiviral action in the system. You know, a couple other things that we're eating, especially with the holidays, is, you know, your turkeys, your poultries, they're rich in zinc. And zinc is very important to keep that immune system functioning properly. Lastly, we want to look at, you know, we know about vitamin C. So we have a lot of your citrus, your lemons, your limes, your grapefruits, your oranges. You know, those are very important and loaded with vitamin C. And a lot of people don't realize, too, that your sweet bell peppers, the yellows and the reds and the greens, that they actually contain even more vitamin C than an orange.
People don't realize that. And right now, the grapefruit are coming in real good. And so seasonally, getting those colorful fruits and vegetables is a great way to get your antioxidants and help you with those anti-inflammatory foods. What if you do get sick? Then what do you do? And maybe you don't feel like eating all those vitamins and vegetables and fruits and things. So what do you do?
Well, and it's kind of cute that grandma always had it right. And scientists have now confirmed that the ingredients in a chicken soup help to increase, they're called neutrophils. And basically what neutrophils are is they're our immune system's response to help fight off colds and flu. So one, chicken soup is great. And also there's herbs that you can take, echinacea, astragalus, elderberry. You know, these are natural herbs that you can, you know, put in a hot tea or you can take as tea. And these are going to support your immune system to help you feel better faster.
If you're not somebody who is eating a lot of these fresh foods, Janet, and even all the herbs we use at Thanksgiving, and they're so, so good, spicing up everything. What about supplements and vitamins? Do you think people should take 2,000 vitamin C a day, get their vitamin D? What do you think about supplements?
You know, and I love to suggest everyone to just at least take a multivitamin. because really statistically, 75% of Americans do not get the recommended daily allowance of nutrients that we need. And you just hit the nail on the head. Huge is vitamin D. We're discovering so much of how vitamin D works in our immune system that, you know, you want to check with your doctor, but what they're saying now is to take about 1,000 units of vitamin D a day. So D is very important, and depending on what type of climate you live in, even thinking that we're getting enough sunlight to make D in the system, once again, studies are showing that about 75% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D.
It's true. And when you get your yearly physical, then now they're really testing for vitamin D. So it's a good way to find out if you're deficient, if you're lower in vitamin D. And so what do you do else? What else can you do besides the foods, the anti-inflammatory foods, staying away from the ones that are, you know, bad for you? And what else will help build our immune system? Exercise. You mentioned staying at home, that we're staying indoors more. And a lot of people might say, well, wouldn't that mean that you're not going to get sick because you're not out in the general public where everyone's sneezing and wheezing?
Well, and first you need to have a healthy immune system. But it's actually good to be exposed to other people and the outdoors because, you know, that helps build up our own immune system. But probably one of the biggest things you need to do to help stay healthy is reduce stress and get enough rest. A lot of us, you know, we try to live on 5 hours of sleep a day, and what do we do when we wake up? We grab that caffeine boost and run out the door, and just the lack of sleep is a biggie of decreasing immune function. So once again, we hear it quite often, at least 8 hours of sleep each night, and try to reduce your stress level as much as possible.
Both of those great bits of advice. We're not sleeping as a nation, and as a result, our immune systems are down because you're not getting melatonin. You're not getting that rest that you need. It's so important, and especially even for our teenagers, and stress. I love that you mentioned that. So in this last minute and a half or so, give us your best stress reducers that we can do to help build that immune system and break down the cortisol, because that breaks down our immune system as well.
Yes, cortisol is very inflammatory. And here's just a couple of easy things to help reduce stress. Now, obviously, if you can avoid it, great, but most of us can't. I love to use essential oils. And basically, essential oils such as lavender and even sweet orange kind of reduces stress, but has a little natural energizer to you. And with essential oils, you can either put it in a diffuser or you can just put it in a little handkerchief and then put it up to your nose and inhale it. A couple of things I love doing is in my shower, I'll just put a few drops of, you know, usually lavender is my go-to because it's very calming. So essential oils is a biggie. And then another thing to help reduce stress, and especially if you work in an office environment, is get up and go for a walk. Just a 5-minute walk, you know, inhale the good fresh air, hopefully you're around fresh air, and let your body just settle down.
That's great advice. It really is. And right now, my garden's full of rosemary, and it's very alerting and also calming at the same time. So we keep it all over our house. My kids smell it when they're feeling down. So there are ways to reduce the stress, reduce the inflammation. The anti-flu diet, it really does work. You just have to build up your immune system, and that's really what it's all about. And that's what we talk about here every day on Radio MD. All of our shows have such great information, and this show in particular, you can hear it every day at 11 a.m. Central on iHeartRadio, Radio MD, or the free TuneIn Radio app. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.